Okay, I am not a conspiracy theorist, but I believe that high-speed rail is being set up to fail. We're going to talk about it. Also, the pro-Palestinian rallies, are they really anti-Jewish? We're going to talk about that. The UK is shipping immigrants to Rwanda, and would you live someplace for $7,000 a month?
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell. So very glad I can join you today and that you are here with me. I hope you're having a grand and glorious Wednesday wherever you might be. Okay, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I don't buy into these lavish conspiracy theories, you know, like 9/11 was caused by the government, all that. No. However, I will tell you, on Monday here in Las Vegas, Pete Buttigieg was here and all the politicians were here to pat themselves on the back about the launch, the groundbreaking of the Brightline high-speed rail. Now, this is one of the very first high-speed rails to be built in the United States. They are touting it as the beginning of the revolution for high-speed rail and on and on and on. And as I was listening to this and watching this, I just kept asking myself, am I living in some kind of parallel universe? Okay, do you all ever feel that way? Like, did you all ever watch a news story or, you know, see something going on in the world and everyone's reacting one way to it and you're over here going, wait a minute, hold on. I don't think that's right. Has that ever happened to y'all? Because it's happening to me right now with this high-speed rail. And here's the thing. So they've announced this Brightline train to go from Las Vegas into, quote, Southern California, unquote. Oh, and it's going to go right down the middle of the 15 and it's supposed to be a revelation. And all I can think of is how it's going to be an absolute, complete, and total miserable failure. Now, why, Karell? Well, let me tell you. Because it's going to be up to $400 round trip, first of all. That's the first thing. And when you got flights that are $59, you know, that's not going to compete. Also, driving may be expensive with gas, but it ain't that expensive. Second of all, it only goes into Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Cucamonga is 42 miles outside of Los Angeles. It's an hour drive. It is about an hour drive from Long Beach. It's a two-hour drive from San Diego. Southern California is not Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Cucamonga is San Bernardino Inland Empire. When you live in California, you call Riverside, San Bernardino, Rancho Cucamonga, you call it the Inland Empire. It is not in Southern California. And so you have this high-speed train that's going to go there for an enormous price. And then if you want to get to LA or Long Beach, whatever, you have to transfer to another train, a Metrolink train, which is not high-speed. No one's going to do it. And there'll be a novelty of it, but I'm telling you, it is not going to be well received, and it's costing us $14 billion, and when it fails, airlines are going to go, see, Americans don't want high-speed rail. See, we don't need to be spending money on high-speed rail. We should be spending money on this, 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 or this. They are setting it up to fail, so then they can point at it and say, see, we don't want high-speed rail. No, we want it. We just want it to actually work. Only in America would they build a high-speed rail to L.A. that doesn't go to L.A. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. It is a complete folly, a complete boondoggle. It's a dumb thing to do. And believe me, I have put in a request for Pete Buttigieg to come on the show. I have. I don't know that he'll do it. I don't know that we'll get it. But I have put in the request. Why? Because I need to ask him point blank. You know it's going to fail. I know it's going to fail. Why are you so thrilled about it? Because I don't get it. I don't get it. And in this country, it seems like we do that a lot. That we set up programs or set up things that, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then, of course, they fail because the way they're administered, the way they work, the way they don't work. Oh, yeah, we spend a fortune on homeless. It doesn't work. You know, all the money going in doesn't work. We're spending fortunes on so many things that don't work. And this is another one. It's not going to work. I am telling you now, and they want it done by 2028 by the LA Olympics. Why? Ain't no one going to go from Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga to go to the LA Olympics. They're going to fly to Burbank, Long Beach, LAX, hop in an Uber. And you know, right now, to take an Uber from where this train ends to anywhere in Los Angeles, over $100. Add that to the $400 for the... It's not going to happen. It is not going to be a success. And I can see that from the get-go. And I just have to wonder why, you know, either I'm the smartest man on the planet, which there is a chance, or they all see it too. They're just ignoring it. You ever wonder that? Like, you see something so obvious, like, look, this is going to fail, or look, if this is going to happen, or look. And then everyone just acts like they don't see it. And you're like, how can you not see this? The emperor has no clothes. How can, you know, I wonder that with farting Trump, quite frankly. Because, you know, the big story is that the courtroom stinks. It stinks. I'm not making this up. It's being reported. He is either pooping his pants or farting a lot. But it stinks. And it's him that stinks. He's a stinky old man. And boy, is he guilty. Even just after the very first witness, like, oh, God. And did you hear the very first witness, Mr. Pecker? Did you hear him talk about how the National Enquirer, which had no credibility in the first place, but did you hear how they ran stories through Michael Cohen first before they would print them? Did you hear how they ran pro-Trump stories and then ran anti-Marco Rubio stories, anti-Ted Cruz stories? Did you hear how they would buy stories that were going to make Trump look bad, sign the people to exclusive agreements, and then never run the stories? Now, the National Enquirer, that's one thing. But doesn't it make you think, if that was his model for dealing with the press, doesn't it make you think that other media, like, say, Fox News, and other shows, let's say Hannity, Tucker Carlson, who were very favorable to Donald Trump and very negative to the other people, if he was paying the National Enquirer to do this, having the head of the Enquirer say, I'll be your eyes and ears, doesn't it make you think that, and again, this is not conspiracy theory, this was his model of working with the press when it came to the National Enquirer. Buy stories that could harm me and don't print them. Only run positive stories about me and then run negative stories about my opponent. And they went along with that. It makes you wonder how many other media outlets went along with that. I think Joe Scarborough did, quite frankly. I know he's on MSNBC, but I don't like him. And he helped Trump win. Now he regrets it, but so what? Back in the day when Trump was running, he had him on all the time. Always softballed him, never held him accountable. Yeah, no. So now we learn in the trial that he had the National Enquirer in his pocket, quite literally in his pocket. And that's not election interference? Of course it is. Oh, and as he sits there farting, smelling up the courtroom. The poor jury, they should be issued gas masks. I mean, they got to sit near him. He's just a gas bag. Just a big old gas bag farting and tooting and probably having little sharts. Because you know when you get older, you can't tell whether it's a fart or you know, something else. I know some of you listening, hey, I'm in there too. How many times have you just been going along and thinking, oh, you know, I got a fart. And you fart and you go, oh, something came out. Once you reach 50, that's a very real possibility. It is, I'm telling you. Once you are over 50, it is a very real possibility that a fart will be a shart. And you don't know when. That's why you got to wear the underwear. You got to wear the underwear because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be just a mess you don't want to deal with. Well, meanwhile, Trump is stanking up the whole damn courtroom. Some gaseous gas bag. They ought to put him on some sort of low-fiber diet or something while he's in court. No one should have to sit and smell that. Give the jury gas mask. Get some Glade or Renews or something up in there. Febreze. The judge should have a can of Febreze up there. And every time, just start Febreze in the courtroom. Bailiff, please Febreze the courtroom. God, how sad is it? How sad that we're watching a former United States president fart his way through a hush money trial for money paid to a porn star who has a better approval rating than he does. More people love Stormy Daniels than him. Oh, dear God. what a time it is to be alive in America. We got a former president sharting his way through trial. Meanwhile, we're building a high-speed rail to nowhere. It must be the bridge to nowhere. Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga. I mean, that just sounds like a Bugs Bunny episode. Are you going to Rancho Cucamonga? Onga boinga boinga going to Rancho Cucamonga. Like, no, I ain't going. Oh, God. So, you know, my shows are pretty free form here this half hour that I spend with you. And sometimes we do hard-hitting topics. Sometimes we just talk about my life. I had a great time with my patrons on Sunday, by the way. If you guys weren't part of the Patreon call, you should have been. We escorted someone from Haywood all the way over, or no, from Sacramento all the way to Haywood. He started driving in Sacramento on our call. And by the time the call was finished, he was at home in Haywood. And he did it safely. We made him drive safely while he was on our call. But it was lovely. We had a lovely group. And I promised them I'd give them an update. Because I had a nerve conduction study done yesterday, Tuesday. And the neurologist said I have no new damage from the infections that I had, from the GBS, from all of it. I have no lasting nerve. Well, let me rephrase. I have lots of nerve damage from my lower back and from my C5, C6 in my neck. However, I have no additional damage from the infection from the GBS. So it was a good day yesterday in terms of health. It was a good day because I found out I don't have any lasting neurological damage. He doesn't know how long my calf or my calf is going to keep jumping, but he's hoping it will calm down over the next few weeks. If not, we'll have to do an epidural or something to relax the nerve, but we'll see. That's in the future. Right now, that was a bit of good news. Next week, the 30th, I go to Long Beach for the aorta scan every year. I hope it's not too much bigger. Last year, it was 4.375. I'm hoping it's not like 4.5 or something, but we'll see. But the other personal item, you all know that as I age, I'm having some trouble with it and finding my place again. You know, if I'm not at major radio, then what am I? And so I've been having trouble here in Vegas finding my space. I've produced a bunch of TV shows, which was great fun. But I saw in Palm Springs that they opened a 55-plus LGBTQ community. And I thought, you know, maybe you would meet someone there. They've got amenities. You know, they do social things. They're near the clubs. So maybe you should consider moving into this 55 and over LGBTQ community. Susan Feniger just opened a restaurant there. I thought, well, there are other worse places you could be. So, you know, I looked in and found that they only lease. They're not selling them. So I'm like, oh, okay. They don't tell you how much they are. They tell you the amenities. Oh, you get weekly maid service. You get a free continental breakfast every day. You get transportation to local areas. Once a month, you get deep cleaning like once every year or once every month or once every 6 months or whatever. So you get continental breakfast. Oh, all utilities, including internet, are paid. So all utilities paid, including internet, continental breakfast, restaurants on site, transportation to local places, and maid service. I thought, well, I added all that up, by the way. If you did that on your own, that'd be about $1,500, $1,600. So I thought, well, okay, let's see how much a two-bedroom is. So I emailed them, and yesterday, Tuesday, I got an email back from them. Oh, Carell, it's so great to have you interested, blah, 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 blah. Then they went on to explain how they feel that their pricing is very competitive, very in the market range, all of this. Then they list all of the amenities. Now, should I play a game with this and have you post down below how much, because you can't find out online, how much you think? So right now in your brain, I want you, and you have to be honest with me, because I want you to comment. Sorry, I got something on my lip. I want you to comment down below how much you think, in your initial thought, how much you think
Hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there, it's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support to the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can.
Okay, sorry about that. I was so busy trying to get this thing off my lip, whatever it was, that I didn't see my little 10-second warning, and I went over. Sorry about that. Anyway, so a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,100 square feet in Palm Springs, a lease. You get weekly maid service, all utilities, including internet and continental breakfast. There's also a social hour with free sauce serve and transportation to local places. How much, in your mind right now, I want you to pick a figure, how much to lease for 12 or 24 months, or up to 36, how much do you think the lease is? In your brain, right now, I want you to pick a number. How much per month do you think it is to live there? Because I'm going to tell you, but I want you to put down below the number that you first thought of, and be honest, okay? So think of a number right now. Two bedroom, two bath, in Palm Springs, gay community, 55 and older, restaurant on site, free continental breakfast, free maid service every week, and free continental breakfast, which basically just means tea and pastries. But, you know, so I added up the amenities. That's about $1,500 a month. So how much more do you think it is for the lease? So in total. So let's say you think the lease is, you know, $3,000 a month, plus that other 15 would be $4,500 a month. So how much do you think it costs for a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment, condo, or whatever, I guess apartment because you're not buying it, in a gay community, 55 and older in Palm Springs? How much per month? Do you have that number? Do you have it in your head? Because I had a number in my head. I thought it would be about $4,500 a month. I thought, well, that's expensive, but that's what my friend Hannah pays to live on the beach in Marina Del Rey. So I thought, it can't be more than living on the beach in Marina Del Rey. It's Palm Springs, after all, and, you know, it's hot and, you know, all that. So not certainly not on the ocean. So how much do you think? Do you think it's $4,500? I want you to write the number down below in the comments, but I'm going to tell you, okay? I'm going to tell you. But I want you to write the number down below in the comments that first came into your head. How much do you think? I'll tell you now. If you want a view of the mountains, it's $7,000 a month. If you're fine with looking over the courtyard, it's $6,600 a month. So basically, it's between $78,000 and $84,000 a year to lease their apartments. You could live on a cruise ship for that. I know, I looked. And for $7,000 a month, you could certainly live in West Hollywood. You could live. And it just posed so many questions to me. Like, first of all, what senior, if you're paying $7,000 a month in a lease, you need at least $3,000 or $4,000 more to live, you know, which that's not that much. It's $100 a day, $3,000. So what senior is living off of $150,000 a year? First of all, what senior, 55 and over, in America? Second of all, what gay person? You know, I don't know that many rich gays. I know some, but I don't know that many rich gays. Are there that many rich gays out there that I need to know? I mean, in one way, it would be a good place for me to be because obviously the people would have money. But who is going to pay $80,000 a year for a lease? I don't care if they're blowing you at the Continental Breakfast. $7,000 a month for a two-bedroom. $7,000. Oh, but you get a free Continental Breakfast. I'm a vegan. They're probably not going to have vegan options. Oh, but you get maid service. My maid is $120 a pop. So that's $500 a month for a maid. Okay, so that brings that lease down to $6,500. Utilities, let's add in $500. So that brings the lease down to $6,000 for the apartment. So even if you subtract the amenities, the apartment is still $6,000 a month. And my friend Hannah was like, well, yeah. I said, what do you mean? Well, yeah, you only pay $4,000. You live in Marina Del Rey. She's all, oh, but I've been here 2 years. She goes, right now they're renting for $5,300. I said, $5,300 a month. She said, uh-huh. And I asked my friend David in Florida. He's a realtor and he deals in Long Beach. I said, David, what is the average price of a two-bedroom in Long Beach right now? He said, 27 to 31. So when you hear what non-resort style living is going for, you figure, well, seven ain't that bad, is it? What? How do we? That's just not doable, except for 1% of the population. Remember, in America, only 14% of the country makes over $150,000 a year. So this LGBTQ community, which I wouldn't mind living in, I'll never be able to afford. Well, I don't want to say never. We never know what's going to happen. My star could blow up. I could make, you know, 20, 30 grand a month. We never know. But as it stands now on the retirement that I will have, I can't afford that. And I don't know anybody who could. My friend David and Toby, they couldn't afford $7,000 a month. My friend Daniel Anspa, he couldn't afford $7,000 a month. My friend Dan Zamora, he couldn't afford $7,000 a month. No one I know could afford $7,000 a month. Made me feel like a loser, too. It did. Can I just be honest? It made me feel like a loser that I mean, I am Carell, number one radio, ABC, you know, KFI, KGO, Free Speech TV for 5 seasons, author of 2 books, record singles out, you know, wrote for Billboard and Advocate and all of this. I should be able. Hell, they should give me a fucking free apartment for all that I've done for the gay community, and I mean that. For all the pink ceilings I've broken and all my support during AIDS and everything, you know what? They should just give me a fucking apartment in there. They won't, but they should. Made me feel like a loser, though. I'm like, you can't afford that. It's a place you'd like to live. You know, you'd be around other people like you, and maybe you'd meet somebody and blah, 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 but I can't afford it. So it made me feel like a loser, and I hate that. I hate that not being able to spend $84,000 a year on a place to live made me feel like a loser. But it did, I got to tell you. Speaking of losers, these pro-Palestinian rallies, I am pro-Palestinian, but I am not anti-Jew. Okay, and I am not anti-Israel. I'm anti-Israel's government. I think their government's making the wrong choices when it comes to war. But that doesn't mean I love the Israelis. I love Jewish people. You know, I think what happened to them was horrible. And while I think what they're doing to the Gazans and Palestinians is equally as horrible, that's the government. Just like if Trump gets in, what he does is not going to be you or I and what Bush did and Reagan. I didn't condone any of that. So I believe rank and file Jews do not condone the killing of children, of Palestinian children, do not condone the mass bloodshed in Gaza and the famine and all that. I know that the average Jewish person doesn't want that suffering for the Gazans. For the Palestinians. I know that. And you can show your support for the people in Palestine without being anti-Semitic. But obviously not at universities here in the United States. This is just turned, you know, the Jews at the beginning were saying, oh, this is, the world is turning against us. And I was like, nah, they're, you know, you're just being overreacting. Well, they're not overreacting now. Now Jews are actually under attack on college campuses and around our country by people who are actually chanting, I stand with Hamas. I mean, these are people that would be murdered by Hamas. I do not stand with Hamas. I stand with Israel and Palestine, a two-state solution where both are giving up concessions and both are working with each other. I do not support Israel's war in Palestine. I think it needs to come to an end, but I think the whole world feels that way. But in no way am I anti-Semitic. Why is there so much hatred? And now it's being funneled towards the Jews. It's like, that is just stupid. And these, you know, to hate Jewish people because of what their government is doing is like hating Americans because of what Bush did or what Trump did. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. Ugh, what a mess. What a mess these things are. Did you hear in the UK, they passed a bill that said they can now ship people who are seeking asylum over to Rwanda. I'm making this up. And they say it's to stop all the channel crossings where someone died again today from either France or from Africa. You know, stop the boats and the gangs charging the people if they know they're going to end up in Rwanda, you know, which is on the African continent, then they won't leave. And they can go to Rwanda and apply for asylum in the UK instead of going to the UK. So they're well-meaning. They're thinking they want to help save lives and stop this migration via the sea. But a country shipping people seeking asylum to an African nation? The UK shipping people from the UK to Rwanda? And they just want asylum? I'm like, don't give the GOP any ideas. They will start to, where are we going to ship ours? To Mexico? I mean, if we were trying to, you know, ship our migrants somewhere, our immigrants, where would we ship them? They're shipping them to Rwanda. How crazy. I wouldn't have voted for that if I were in. And a lot of people voted against it in their parliament, mostly liberals. It's a stupid idea. And it's a terrible in terms of human rights. I mean, you know, you get to London, you get to England, you get to their shores, and they just usher you onto a plane and ship you to an African nation. You know, humans are not luggage. You know, we have feelings and emotions and fears and hopes and aspirations. And, you know, just because someone's immigration status isn't legal according to a piece of paper doesn't mean you have the right to treat them like shit. I say that in this country all the time. These people coming across our southern border are just trying to get another life, a new life. They're not trying to take anything from you. They're not trying to harm you or your country. They're trying to be a part of your country. They're trying to work in your country. They're trying to make your country better. You know, and they have hopes. They have dreams. They have aspirations. They have feelings and fears. And the notion you're going to shove them on a plane and ship them to Rwanda or do it to Texas, it's just as bad as what the Governor Abbott's doing, putting people on buses and planes and shipping them off to New York or California. We got to stop acting like these aren't humans. You know, I speak a lot about my problems with the homeless, but I also have many homeless friends, actual friends. I know their names. I have their phone numbers. They're actual friends. You know, we need to treat people with a little dignity and respect. And that includes immigrants, homeless people. Granted, some of them don't deserve it and don't earn it. I'm with you on that. Some homeless people should not be treated with dignity or respect because they treat no one with the same. But this notion that you can just package up immigrants and ship them off somewhere and make them someone else's problem? That's just sad. Who are we becoming? I don't really know who we're becoming. You know, like, look what we've talked about just today. We're spending billions on a high-speed rail that is not going to do anything to progress high-speed rail. And that money could have been used to help actual people in Las Vegas. You know, or make the casinos pay for it or whatever. You know, but it's a pointless thing. It's not going to be a success. Meanwhile, we're charging people $7,000 a month to lease an apartment in a gay community. That's just ridiculous. And we've got people marching on college campuses pro-Palestinian that are actually harming Jews. That's ridiculous. And now we've got the UK shipping people seeking asylum off to Rwanda. Oh. That's a lot. I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. We'll be back on Friday. Don't forget to leave the initial price down below that you thought the two-bedroom would be. What did you think in your brain it would be? Did you think it'd be $7,000? Because I didn't. I thought it'd be a lot, but not that. Almost a a lot of money.
Broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Carrellcast on your favorite streaming service.